Next question is Alan Reyes. Dr. Reyes is fifty-nine years old with a history of right ventricular flutter, tachycardia, and a supraventricular tachycardia period. Patient underwent ablation for right ventricular flutter, tachycardia, and has no recurrence period. Supraventricular tachycardia is controlled with medical therapy period. Recently completing episodes of chest pain which is sustained. Sharp in nature and sometime heartburn like pain period. Patient came to me for cardiac evaluation period. Current medication, metformin, metoprolol, losartan. Allergies, non-drug allergies, social history, no history of smoking, alcohol or drug use, family history, no history of premature coronary disease or cardiac dysrhythmia. Review system in general, denudation, weight gain, weight loss, no vision, hearing impairment, cardiovascular, aspirin history, pulmonary, no history of pneumonia, COPD, abdominal history, nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea, estimated no history of arthritis. On examination, blood pressure 130 over 80, pulse is 70, respiration 60, HEND, no JVD, lungs clear, but artery heart is regular rate and rhythm. Number of the gallop, abdomen soft, normal, active, personal, estimate, no edema. Next paragraph. Dr. Reyes underwent the exercise treadmill test, which was negative for ischemia, angina, and arrhythmia period. Next paragraph. An echocardiogram performed showed normal left ventricular function. Without wall motion abnormalities or any significant valvular abnormalities period. Clinical condition number one, chest pain. Recommendation, patient chest pain is most probably non-cardiac. Previous cardiac catheterization is normal coronaries period. Patient now has normal left ventricular function and a normal exercise terminal test period. I'll follow him if there is any recurrence of chest pain or palpitation period. Please send a copy to